Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Chris Cochran. My guest is Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Sonia.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Wednesday. What did we see across the province over this past week?
So we saw variable precipitation again with some accumulations of rain in the southwest, central, and eastern, but very little to none in the Interlake region. We also saw some quite warm temperatures over this past week, reaching kind of average 30 to 34 degrees, so quite warm. And overall, we're sitting in terms of our total accumulation of growing degree days between 915 and 1260, with most parts of southern Manitoba having accumulated more than 1,100 growing degree days at this point.
How does that compare with a typical year, and how are crops progressing at this point as a result?
So in terms of what we're seeing for precipitation for our normal year, we are seeing parts of southwest, central, and eastern seeing accumulations below 80% of the 30-year average at this point. But overall, most of the northwest and Interlake have are above their 30-year average. And in terms of the impact on crops, so we're definitely seeing with these warmer temperatures that crops are moving quite quickly through their growth stages here, and continue to progress quickly as we move into harvest.
In terms of weather-related damage, losses, what have been the main contributors, and what do we know about the extent of those losses at this point?
So over the past week, we haven't heard of any particular damage other than a little bit of hail that happened, but overall it's been the amount of excess moisture that we've received, particularly in that northwest and Interlake region, that continues to definitely plague some fields, as well as the hail storms that we did receive in July as well. So overall, other than that, this past week we did not have any major events to note and just had some really warm temperatures.
What are we seeing at this point in terms of insect or disease challenges, and where, and what have been the key factors there?
Absolutely. So what we're seeing is we definitely are starting to see some sclerotinia in canola. We've just had a lot of moisture, and so continue to see that popping up even in some fields that have been sprayed. We also have trap counts out for Bertha armyworm at this point across Manitoba. The highest level that has been reached is an uncertain risk, so that's still below the threshold where you are wanting to potentially spray or control for. So no area at this point has reached based on trap count numbers. There's also reports of grasshoppers, so just scouting for grasshoppers as they begin to head into the cereal fields. And then overall, there are also reports of Fusarium head blight being seen as well in cereals. And other than that, it has been a quieter week this past week.
What are we anticipating in terms of harvest actually getting underway?
So what we're seeing is the winter wheat and fall rye, as they're sitting kind of in that hard dough stage in most regions, as some fields ripe in the southwest. Those will probably get going in the next week or two here. We're also seeing that barley and oats are going to be expected to begin being desiccated, so then we'll be a couple weeks out in the southwest and eastern regions. Overall, the majority of spring cereals are kind of in that soft dough to hard dough stage as well. And then corn, we're sitting somewhere between silking to cobs, fully pollinated at this stage as well. Canola is really across the board. So there are some fields in Central that are sitting at a 40 to potentially 60% seed color change. So again, a couple weeks out, but definitely moving rapidly with these warm temperatures. Sunflowers range from the R5.1 to 5.9, and then the majority of our soybeans are R3, as well with peas at that R5, with the earliest seeded being at R6.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think that about covers it for this past week.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.